Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Hochman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up, I piss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in, they want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey button and big old legs. I ain't too proud to beg.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken and Duff.
The Hochman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
All right, appropriate song choice for Tom Brady Retirement Day, even if it is Tom Brady Retirement Day number two. Now, this one I happen to believe. I wasn't certain if I believed the previous retirement announcement from Tom Brady, but we have a man in our company. If you remember yesterday on the show, we had Aronde Gadsden on, and I said, Aronde is the only person in this conversation with a Super Bowl ring. Well, now we've got someone, the only person in this conversation who intercepted Tom Brady.
Yes, sir. So I appreciate you. You hurt my feelings yesterday. Thank you.
The entire world of football, even beyond the world of football, I think everyone is talking about Vic Fangio. And when are we going to hear something? No, everyone's talking about Tom Brady. Of course, and rightfully so. We're going to listen today. We're going to celebrate it our way. We can listen to Tom Brady's retirement announcement, which is very funny for us here in South Florida because he's on a dune in Sunny Isles. Have you watched the video?
Yeah, he is. He's on a dune.
Yeah, he's on a dune in Sunny Isles. And so someone walking on the beach this morning came across it, probably didn't know what was happening. Thought Tom Brady was having a FaceTime with somebody or whatever. Like, somebody is walking down the beach there in Miami Beach and is seeing him record his farewell. That's kind of funny.
There's going to be a video of the video. It has to be.
Yeah. So, because I would video him if I saw it. Now, I wouldn't put two and two together. Oh, he's retiring. Like, who would have figured that out?
Yeah.
But I would have said, hey, look. I see Tom Brady FaceTiming with his kids this morning or something like that. Yeah. But he's recording perhaps the most consequential video of his lifetime.
See, it might have been weird if I was there because he would have stopped recording to address me with the respect he should have.
Perhaps you would have intercepted his phone.
Yes.
Let's
intercepted the situation.
So here from ESPN, just so I can give you a little and we also, if you remember, yesterday, because we said, you know, today is February 1st. We said, is there anything that can steal the spotlight from Solana today? Maybe Vic Fangio makes it official and Solana doesn't get all the February heat that we were planning on giving him. And then all of a sudden, Tom bleeping Brady screws us again, comes out with this announcement this morning, and Solana, you know, he sends a text to us on the thread that's just like, yeah, Tom Brady retiring.
We got 4 hours, Solana. We can squeeze it in.
Solana, we're going to squeeze it in, but you escaped a little bit of the heat because this entire 7 minutes here that I have talked about Tom Brady and the retirement would have been spent on February.
I've never loved this guy more than I do today. Thank you, Tommy, the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it.
And we'll always remember, by the way, February 1st. Like, this will be etched in our memories. February 1st is the day that he retired.
You are attached to Tom Brady's career now.
You really are.
In our show. Look at you.
ESPN tweeted it out this morning. The numbers say it all. 23 seasons, 7-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time league MVP, 15-time Pro Bowler, 677 total touchdowns, 89,214 passing yards. I mean, that is it is staggering, those numbers.
And with those numbers, and we've all watched it. Being in the AFCs, we watched the Hawk, but it's like this conversation with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and all now. Did Joe Montana have a stronger arm than Brady? Probably. Are there more athletic quarterbacks than Brady? Yes. Brady is the best quarterback ever to go under a center in the history of the world.
Is he the best player to ever play the game of football?
And that's where I get caught up, because is he a better quarterback than Jim Brown was a running back, than Lawrence Taylor was an edge rusher? I can't definitively say that. I can, in my heart of heart, all my children, say he's the best quarterback. Is he the best player to ever play his position? No. My answer would be no.
To play his position, yes. To play the game, you're saying.
To play the game, to better at his position than anybody else. Was he the most influential person to the game of football? I can argue that for Brady. But there are some guys out there that are hell at their position, Hawk.
I mean, the argument obviously would be that the quarterback is always touching the ball, that Jim Brown only is affecting the game. I mean, unless he's blocking, but only affecting the game when he's carrying the ball, which is going to be what? You know, back in the days of Walter Payton, when I was growing up watching the Bears, 45 times a game. But or Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams, yeah, 45 times a game. 45 times a half. And Lawrence Taylor, same thing. I mean, you know, every defensive snap. So to me, he probably has more of an argument. And I would never think that a defender has as much to do with the outcome of a game, no offense, as an offensive player. But Lawrence Taylor is affecting every single, whether he gets to the quarterback or not.
Yes.
He's affecting every single play, or should be, when he's out there. So. Interesting question, but
Deion, thinking about it, was Deion more influential to a game? Like, because he played both sides of the ball as well.
Didn't have the longevity. For me, the number of years that Tom Brady did it for is one of the arguments for him.
Yeah, and at a stupid high level.
Let's listen to it. Do you have the retirement announcement from a dune on Sunny Isles Beach, Solana?
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
I think that was an awesome video. I love the fact. I love people who have self-awareness.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my, I think one of the greatest traits on any personality scale is self-awareness. If you have self-awareness, it's one of the reasons that I don't care much for Solana. He has no self-awareness. He thinks he's much greater at everything than he is. No, I love self-awareness. I love the fact that he said, you're allowed one emotional retirement essay in your lifetime, and I used mine up last year. I love that. Didn't come out with a new essay, didn't make a big thing of it. Woke up, walked out to the dunes, recorded a video, very unprofessional, you know, just him on hitting the the camera, and he's done. So I loved it. I thought it was great.
I loved it, but I have to put the brakes on it because I read something recently. Your brain's not at working at 100% until after 10 a.m. Mm. He wakes up. He took his kids to school. He's all emotional.
It's a great point.
And now he's, you know what? I'm retiring. Hawk, they don't start camp for 8 damn months.
That's a great point. And what happens? I'm going to ask Ben Volen. Ben Volen covered Brady for a long time. He's going to join us. I was going to ask him, though. Middle of next season, a quarterback for a great team goes down. They've got a backup, but it's Josh Johnson.
I'll use an example. Kansas City.
Kansas City.
And Andy Reid calls Brady. Hey, we're 9-1. We need you to get us through the rest of the regular season.
That would make you think, right? And they would find the only guy older than Chad Henne. That would be wild.
come give us a month and a half of football, and you and Chad Henne can work on your 401ks together.
Play. Let's celebrate this the right way. Play Crowder's interception of Tom Brady, either TV or radio call. Let's hear Crowder intercepting perhaps the greatest football player to ever play the game.
42 seconds. Brady has to get away, and he's intercepted. And Crowder falls to the ground to seal it for Miami.
Look at you. Congratulations. You have the radio call?
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football for the kickoff. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
His original call was Tom Brady completion against him. And at the last second, he changed it. Let's get headlines here. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to join us. Today is February 1st. If you're watching this on our YouTube video, you see Happy February in the corner. Today is February 1st, so we will play that. Today happens to be National Heroes Day. Oh. And so we debated, should we bring on Tyler Hero or should we play Solana's Mount Rushmore of Heroes from a couple of years ago? And we voted on the Mount Rushmore of Heroes because it's better.
Ladder. Come on.
So let's get headlines here. We'll start out the show with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This broke just a couple minutes ago. Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol.
37 days. He has cleared concussion protocol, and we're good to go.
If he goes to the Pro Bowl, I'm thumping him in his face.
No, did you see who's going to the Pro Bowl? You're in Vegas right now, by the way, for people listening. Crowder is in Las Vegas right now for the Pro Bowl. And listen, you should be playing ahead of someone who's actually on the Pro Bowl roster now. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Huntley.
Yeah, Huntley. Tyler Huntley.
That's ridiculous.
He had this season 2 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. Those are his season stats.
Mike White should go before him. Mike White had like a 3-game run that was pretty good. Like that's the AFC doesn't have any other quarterbacks.
Tyler Huntley. That's what I'm saying. You're in Vegas. You have just as much a right to be on that roster that he does.
Yeah. I got some good looks walking through the casino last night. But just you.
I love that.
Let me consult. What do I do? Do I start the conversation of I don't play, blah, 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 or I say thank you and take the picture?
Appreciate it, brother. Take the picture.
Because when they text, I met Richard Sherman last night, I'm going to feel dumb. Marshawn Lynch is so nice. I'm going to feel dumb.
Right. Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, you can't get into that conversation. Because I would be doing if I was gambling in Vegas and I saw you walking past, I'd go, who is that guy? I would ask my friend, who is that guy? Who is that guy? Yeah. And then, you know, like you said, Tom Brady before 10 a.m., you don't know. In Vegas, nobody knows anything. No. And so you go, oh, that's Richard Sherman. Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy.
Hey, Richard, what up, big dog? You good?
Nice guy.
Go Hawks. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm always confused.
Yeah, so, yeah, Tyler Huntley's a Pro Bowler. There's another piece of news, too. This, I don't know if you want to put this in your headlines, but I saw this on Twitter right before we went on. This is from Andy Slater. Andy Slater, you know, he does his Slater scoops. Slater is wired in, man. Like, he knows stuff. New Jersey Devils associate coach Andrew Brunette was arrested for DUI in South Florida on Wednesday. Brunette, who coached the Panthers last season, is being held on $500 bond. And says the NHL All-Star Game is in Sunrise this Saturday. So.
We talking about the Bruno man. I'm Bruno Man. Hey, you, how you, Bruno, you know
man.
Me.
Bruno Man came down and said, hey, anyone want to hang out with me? I know the city. I was there for a few years. I'll show you all the hot spots. We'll start right here at
Miami County Jail. It's off the chain in here, baby. Great breakfast.
So. Bruno Man what behind the bench.
What a trifecta of stories today. Tom Brady retires. Tua Tagovailoa clears concussion protocol. Andrew Brunette's in the clink. Wow. What a Wednesday.
And there's nothing funny about DUIs at all.
There is nothing funny about DUI.
But I do enjoy laughing at the video, so I hope one's released. Gotta be honest. I love laughing at DUI videos.
Remember Tiger's DUI video?
Oh, my goodness.
Classic video. Bro,
if you want to see a funny one that he hasn't lived down to this day, look at Odell Thurman, the old Georgia and Cincinnati Bengals linebacker. He opens his driver door, and as the door opens, he falls out with the door and falls. Look up Odell Thurman's video. Like I said, one of the I would say the worst things I've seen.
I have like a rotation of videos that can put me in a good mood at any time. Just because they're funny, not TV shows or movies, but actual like real life videos. And recently Ezekiel Elliott at center made the list. That's now in the rotation when he gets steamrolled. All right. What else we have in the headlines? Solano, we're already running long here.
The Heat beat the Cavs 197. That's a big win for the Heat. I know we'll talk about it later. They're now a game and a half back of Cleveland for the 5 seed. They play the Knicks tomorrow. Canes hoops. They won yesterday. They beat Virginia Tech 92-83. They're 17-5 on the season. Tough test against number 20 Clemson on Saturday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them 866-954-MORE. It appears to be pretty nice outside. Nice and sunny. Probably 80, 85 degrees. That's your weather.
All right, very good. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ben Volen, he is the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, and he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Tom Brady made his second retirement announcement today, although this one seems more legit than the first. So first, I'll start here because Ben Volen has covered Tom Brady for many years when he was in New England. Do you buy it? Do you think that this is a legit retirement announcement? And part B is there something next season that might change this actual decision?
I do buy it. 90% sold that he's retired for good. I think there's an outside chance that once training camp starts up in August, that he's just going to get the itch again. At the same time, he's the kind of guy, he can't just roll out of bed and get to training camp. He's got to spend months preparing his body and getting ready. And I just don't think he's going to be doing that this offseason. I think it's more about just where he is in life than about football right now. I was surprised that he made this announcement because I thought, A, he played okay this past year. The Bucs weren't good, but it wasn't his fault. I thought it was the pieces around him. And B, there was going to be a place for him to play next year, whether that was back in Tampa or the Raiders or the Niners. Maybe, I doubt the Dolphins, but maybe the Titans, the Jets, there were going to be options for him. So to me, this caught me by surprise, and I think a lot of people by surprise. But I just think where he is in life with the family stuff, the divorce, the kids, I think he just decided finally it's time. And like I said, I don't think it's anything's going to pop up other than he just gets the itch again, and maybe there's a situation that presents itself that's just perfect for him to come back. But I do think he's retired this time, and I think he did it now because – you know, last year he was going to announce it right, or he did announce it right before the Super Bowl, and he was supposed to show up to LA and have this big announcement with the Dolphins. So I think he's probably going to be front and center again next week in Arizona at the Super Bowl, whether it's with Fox Sports or whatever he happens to be promoting. Like, Tom Brady's not going away. We're just not going to see him play football anymore.
And Ben, that report that it was Tampa Bay or retirement, I don't believe that, because he already left the Patriots that made him who he is. Like, if you believe that report, because I just think he was ready to retire. I don't think it was Tampa or retirement. There's a lot of teams that would love to have him, like you said.
Yeah, I think if Brady really got into the process, that he would have realized that there were other opportunities for him out there. But it does kind of throw cold water on the notion that when the Raiders benched Derek Carr, that they already had the Tom Brady thing in the works. Now it seems like the Derek Carr benching had nothing to do with Tom Brady whatsoever, and the Raiders just decided – they were ready to move on from Derek Carr. So, I do think the report is credible. At the same time, feelings change, you know, all the time when new opportunities present themselves. So I do think if Brady were interested in playing this year, I think he probably would have heard some pitches. But, you know, there's also this notion that he was done with Tampa Bay. I always felt that there was a strong possibility that he could return. That's an organization that, since he got there 3 years ago, has really proven time and again, they will do whatever he wants, whatever it will take to make Tom Brady happy. So I was expecting that kind of push again from the Bucs, that people were maybe already penciling in Brady to the Raiders or to the Niners, and the Bucs were going to come and make their big push to retain Brady. So I definitely believe that he would have considered returning to Tampa next year. And I do think if he actually went through the process, he would have realized there were other good opportunities for him. But I just think he's ready to be done, and, you know, ready to, now that he's divorced, it's going to be a lot more difficult to spend time with the kids and with the family. So I just think he's ready to focus on that stuff and all of his off-field worries instead of coming back and trying to win an eighth Super Bowl.
here's the conversation that Crowder and I were having earlier, and I'm sure people are having it all over the place. He's probably, without any kind of debate, the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. Is he the greatest football player in NFL history?
I mean, obviously, it's difficult to compare a quarterback to a guard, to a running back, to a linebacker. The positions are just so different. I will say that quarterback is the hardest position to excel at. There's physical and mental challenges at quarterback that you just don't have, I think, at any other position. And no offense to you, Channing Crowder, but very few teams are led by their linebackers to the Super Bowl. It's always by the quarterback. I know they're protected. I know they don't necessarily take as many hits as other players. At the same time, they take more kill shots than other players do. They're just standing there like sitting ducks in the pocket. And Brady has certainly been rocked many times in his career. So, yes, I would say he is the greatest football player of all time because he excels at the position that is by far the toughest to excel at. There's only 20 to 25 of these guys who are actually any good on the planet, and he's the best of all time.
I think us linebackers have Dick Butkus and Ray Lewis. Those are our two that were the that led them to Super Bowl. Ben, you know, like you've been around Brady a lot. You were up there, you were covering them off air. I know everybody have their media person and then themselves. Brady has this, what, $500 million damn deal on the table to do TV. We've seen Romo do it, then we saw Witten do it. You know, then we, you know, Greg Olsen's great right now. Do you think Brady's going to be good at this? Because I would say the assumption is he really doesn't have a personality because we haven't seen it.
You're right. And he's tried to show a little bit more of it on his podcast with Jim Gray. He gets a little spicy on the podcast and he curses a little bit and lets his hair down a little bit. But he's admitted it's going to be a challenge for him to be an analyst because part of it is being honest and being critical. And that's not something that he has excelled at. He's purposely tried to not be critical throughout his career and to not say anything controversial. He even admitted 90% of what he says is not what he's actually thinking. So I think at minimum, if he can just, you know, like Romo did, kind of predict plays a little bit and give insight as to what's happening on the field and then relate his stories in the moment in a relatable way. Well, I remember what happened in the 2015 AFC Championship game, that kind of thing. I think that's a very good start. And then if he's able to actually be critical of some coaching decisions or player decisions, really tell us what's going on the field, then I think he has a chance to really be excellent. No one's better at describing what he sees than Tom Brady. And obviously he's seen everything there is on a football field, but even he has admitted that he has a hard time being completely truthful and honest and critical of people. So that is definitely going to be a big challenge for him.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. What happens with Vic Fangio and the Miami Dolphins? Because we got Brady news we weren't expecting. We found out today that Tua Tagovailoa has passed concussion protocol after 37 days. But there's this one little bit of news that's hanging over our heads that we're waiting for resolution on, which is Vic Fangio going to be the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins next season?
Yeah, I don't have anything to add as you know, other than what's out there already. And I see that there are reports that people are still confident that he's going to end up in Miami. I said the same thing in 2018. Sources say they're still confident Josh McDaniels will end up in Indianapolis. We all saw what happened there. I think Vic Fangio, before he signs on the dotted line, is just making sure that there aren't other better opportunities or the right opportunities for him out there. And I believe he's still kind of poking around. The 49ers job just came open with D'Amico Ryans going to Houston. And I think he's even considering the Denver job, which would be interesting for him to go be the coordinator there just a couple of years after being fired as their head coach. But, you know, the Dolphins have obviously had their eye on Fangio for a little bit. He was supposed to come in last year with Sean Payton and be the defensive coordinator. And it would be a sign, I think, of how highly people view Mike McDaniel and the program that he's putting together if Fangio does come to Miami, because he does have options and he's a very well-regarded defensive coordinator. I didn't watch the Dolphins closely enough that last year. I don't think their defense was this big problem under Josh Boyer, but Fangio maybe could take the defense to the next level. And then when you add in another year of Tua with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, the Dolphins could be very dangerous with having potentially an elite defense next year. So it would be a big sign for the Dolphins and the program that Mike McDaniel is building if they are able to ultimately land Vic Fangio.
And you talked about Denver. Have they gave up too much for a quarterback and a coach? Because they gave up a couple ones for Russ. He was terrible. And I think it's a great idea to bring in Sean Payton. Sean Payton, he had Drew Brees, a smaller quarterback later in his career. Like, I think it's a great matchup. But then you give up a one and a two to bring in Sean Payton. Have they gambled too much on two guys in Denver? Because I don't know if they're a Super Bowl-type team now, even though they brought in Sean Payton.
Well, I will say, what a coach can make a big difference in a hurry. We saw that with several teams, the Giants this year. We've seen it with the Eagles the past couple of years. So Sean Payton, I think, could turn this team around pretty quickly. They had a very good defense this year. They just have to figure out Russell Wilson. And I know he's a shorter quarterback like Drew Brees, but he's not an accurate passer in the way that Drew Brees was, certainly not in the pocket in short spaces. So that's going to be an interesting pairing because Russell Wilson is certainly a little bit more of an erratic passer than Drew Brees was. But just the sense that I got, I was told kind of at the beginning of the coaching cycle that, quote, no one wants the Denver job. It's just with Russell Wilson there. And as you said, the draft picks they've given up, there are better opportunities out there. And for as long as it took the Broncos to hire a coach and for as many candidates as they went through, it really does feel like they decided, look, we can't get anyone right now. We just need to throw as much money as we can at Sean Payton and get a guy in here because this is not turning out well right now. So I think they ultimately got a great coach in Sean Payton, but I think they had to pay through the teeth for him because I think it was a tough job that not a lot of coaches were really highly interested in this year. So again, a good hire, but they did give up a lot. And I'm very curious to see how this marriage between Payton and Russell Wilson ends up.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. I know you got to go. I know you're going to be, I'm guessing, in Arizona next week. Real quick, who wins?
I'm going Chiefs. It's the era of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I was not totally impressed with the Eagles' offense against the Niners. I know they won by 24 points, but I thought they really struggled to put that game away and wasted a lot of opportunities. And you're not going to get away with that against the Chiefs. Mahomes is going to have two more weeks to improve his ankle. I just like where the Chiefs are at this year. Great season for the Eagles, but I think they have a little bit of issues on offense. And if they get into a shootout with Mahomes, I like Mahomes in that situation.
And Ben, quickly, because the people are still saying right now that Joe Burrow's better than Patrick Mahomes. I think they're 1A1. I know they're there, but Patrick just beat him. Patrick's about to go to what, his fourth Super Bowl, whatever it is. Is Joe Burrow a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes?
Joe Burrow gets more out of his talent than Mahomes. Mahomes is just crazy talented, whereas nothing about Burrow really stands out to you, but the way he processes and how cool he is under pressure is unbelievable. It really is 1A and 1B. I would say Mahomes is a little bit of a better quarterback just because he can do more when the play breaks down, but Burrow's so good and so tough. And I felt for the Bengals the other day. That was a brutal loss for them. And they're going to be back. And, you know, to fight back the way they did in that game was very impressive. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are not going anywhere. They're a heck of a team. He's a great quarterback. I'd still probably put Mahomes slightly ahead, but you can't go wrong with either guy.
And Tua is 1C.
What'd you say now?
I've been Tua saying that all along. I've been from the get-go. Tua's the guy.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go, Ben Volen. Yeah. Well, maybe not exactly 1C.
He was 1D for about 3 weeks.
You know what? For a few weeks, he was, you know, 1D or 2A. So, I mean, yeah. No joke, as silly as that sounds, because the way people think by the end of the season, he was in that conversation.
Think about it. We were talking about Patrick, Joe, Josh Allen, and Tua for NFL MVP.
Yeah.
It was a month, but yeah. He was there. See,
no, he's out of concussion protocol. I mean, listen, you take the wins when you can get them.
Now we're praising he doesn't have headaches anymore. Today's goodness gracious.
Today's a win.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baby, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So you can always text the show on the Kendall Toyota text line, which is 305-567-0560. A bunch of people have texted in. Saw your clips on YouTube yesterday. Are you going to do the show live on YouTube? Isn't this an everyday thing now? So it is. So we are now doing this show on video and audio. You're only able to hear the audio live right now. This is a decision that we've made. But then Solana is posting all the clips to the 560 WQAM YouTube page. But like, I'm watching it right now. I can see Crowder. He's in a Aria hotel room in Las Vegas because he's there for the Pro Bowl, talking to people, not playing.
You make that clear, don't you?
And I see Solana in the 560 studios right now. What kind of shirt is that? This is some hip new thing?
Not a hip new thing, but a local band, Jacuzzi Boys.
Oh. Oh, you've played Jacuzzi Boys on this show before.
My favorite band. I play them all the time.
Yep. No, I like them. I like them. I didn't realize that was a Jacuzzi Boys shirt. That's cool. So we can see everything now. We can see each other. When we talked with Ben Volin in the last segment, we could see Ben. He was sitting in his office. And all this stuff, where's the easiest way to see it? Now, at some point, we will go live, but we're just figuring out the schematics on that. Why do you make a face?
Because we just had a hiccup about this live show.
Well, you're in a hotel room. You forget that we're on video. And the next thing you know, we're all staring at your ass crack.
I will be honest, Hawk. I don't know if I'm capable of the live video. I don't know what it is. Maybe the CTE. Let's blame it on that.
Well, I will tell everyone what I told Solana and Crowder. This is a show rule. I don't care what time it takes place in the show because we give you 4 hours every day. If I end up seeing someone's dong on this video, on air or off air, we're done for the day and we'll reconvene the next day. So listen, it's like the old when you used to get in a fight on purpose during 2 days, you know, when you were practicing just because you wanted to get out there early. Mm-hmm. Listen, you have somewhere to go and it's 2:30 in the afternoon. That's the show rule. I see some sort of dong on this thing, I am packing it up for the day and I'll reconvene the next day. So
Hawk, what if the Dolphins go approach it like that? What if they go about it that way? There'd be no football games.
Listen,
we're a sports show, Hawk.
We've all got a line. We just saw it in Buffalo a few weeks ago in the Buffalo game. There's a line where no more game, no more show. Like, you'll get that. I'm telling you what mine is, and you almost crossed that line a few minutes ago.
Hey, Jeffrey anyway, Toobin, settle down over there, all right?
You know what? I could not think of his name because I noticed what I was doing. The second I did it, I turned around and looked at the camera real fast like, damn. Somebody
like
just
when
saw
do you think
some,
yeah when do you think Jeffrey Toobin realized? I was like, that better that, don't tell me when you think he realized it. Don't tell me. Where when people want to see the video, Solana, best place is the 560 YouTube channel.
Super simple, youtube.com. Subscribe to 560 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy do a really good job at posting video. We have our own playlist now. Hockman and Crowder, I'm posting daily. All these clips, Ben Volin, our first segment. I'll probably post this as well because it was pretty funny. So that's the best place to find it.
All right, 560 WQAM YouTube channel. That's where you do it. 3 o'clock hour is coming up next. Today is February 1st, which means we'll play a little February in the next hour. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
February.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.